Schneider Electric is proud to bring this podcast to you. Schneider's mission is to be the customer's digital partner for sustainability and efficiency. And bringing insights such as you are about to hear helps further that mission.
Hello, and welcome back to the Australian Water Association's United by Water podcast series. I'm Justin Matters, Digital Communications Lead at the AWA, and I'm joined in this episode by Mo Saudi, Solutions Architect with Itron. Mo is a water solutions and non-revenue water expert. Mo, thank you very much for joining me today on the podcast. Tell us about yourself. How did you come about working for Itron and being involved in the water sector?
Absolutely, and thank you for having me today, Justin. My journey with the water sector really began somehow unexpected or unplanned. I'm a computer engineer by education and by training. Graduated back in 2004, started working in the Middle East for a small technology and IoT company. Initially, my work was focused on developing control and monitoring systems for basic AMI and small utilities for central and cooling companies. This work was my first step into the water industry, though at the time I didn't really envision becoming an expert in the field. I joined Itron a few years later as a tech sales specialist. That role really marked my beginning with deep dive into the water business. Over the years, I had the privilege to work with water utilities across the Middle East, Asia, Australia, New Zealand, and the Pacific, helping them to navigate all the complexities of water supply and demand, integrating cutting-edge technologies to enhance their operations.
Nice. Sounds like quite a varied career. You've got my interest piqued on technology. So I guess, could you tell us more about new technology with Itron that our listeners can leverage towards a more sustainable water future?
Yeah, absolutely. So when I started working with water utilities back then in the region, and that really exposed me to the way water utilities, how they work and how they operate. Back then, I started to see some of the first water utilities getting into the digital transformation. So they started implementing a lot of systems, a lot of networks, technologies. And I also watched them, how they use a lot of these fragmented and custom-made systems that kind of made it difficult for them to operate. It was supposed to make things easier, but with time, it really brought more challenges for them. I remember 15 years ago walking into a control room that shows a lot of screens monitoring different parts of the distribution network, from treatment, from supply, from the pressure sensors, water meters. It was complex. It was not flexible at all. That thing really made me realize the complexity of the water supply and the dynamics and the significant risk and cost associated with digital transformation in this sector. Now, going back to these challenges, now the water cycle is big, from treating raw water to drinkable water, distributing water to where it's needed without disruption, dealing with fluctuations, with customer demands, with service requirements. So that really made me realize how it's expensive and risky for water utilities to take first steps into the digital world to upgrade or consider new or evolving technologies. It was very clear that water utilities need a simpler, faster, and more flexible, important, more efficient way to move forward. The demand for a smart new approach for new technologies empowered to digitally transform their business, innovate, and adapt to their new challenges. Now, what makes this possible today? There are a lot of exciting advancements in the Internet of Things, the IoT, such as the introduction of IoT and the cellular IoT to the water sector, new water meters, new water sensor devices. That will help utilities a lot to have the most needed visibility and actually what's happening in the network, because this is really one of the biggest challenges, in my opinion, water utilities they have today. The visibility is low on what's happening on the network. Now, yes, you can go ahead and install a lot of meters, sensors, devices, but it comes with a high cost. So the utility will find themselves, they need to optimize how they deploy these sensors to have the most needed visibility on what's happening on the network. And that is a big challenge.
You brought up the issue around networks and visibility. We have at the AWA around 11 specialist networks, all dedicated to different areas like catchment management or water quality or water literacy, even targeting regional, rural, and remote areas. And I see that there's a lot of demand for expertise in these spaces. So this is a call out to our members to join our specialist networks. Just head to the AWA website. Mo, I guess looking towards the future, especially in regards to technology and the Internet of Things, what does the future of water mean for you?
What's happening in the future, we need to address the water scarcity here. The water scarcity has the potential to affect more than half of the world population in the next couple of years. We all know that the average non-revenue water is between 20 to 30% globally, between most of water utilities. Now, the future for me is, the way I see it, is to really find a way to reduce that number. Now, we know that it's impossible to reduce this to 0%, but by having the new technology, the IoT technology, by implementing the right technology and the right approach, we can definitely lower that rate to somewhere below 10%. Today, water utilities, they rely on different systems to collect data, process data once a month or quarter to find issues in the network. And this really caused a lot of latency in dealing with these issues. For me, the future is to have better, faster, more efficient solution that will give the utility visibility on what's happening on the network to detect an issue the day it happens so we can deal with it as soon as possible. And not to wait for the end of the month or end of the quarter until we collect all the data, process all the data, and then start actioning these issues.
What is your best advice for young professionals looking to advance their career in water and technology? Is there a particular, I guess, learning you would have for them or any particular piece of advice?
My advice for any young professionals, if you have skills in data analytics, IoT, and or AI, the water industry is a great place to be. Also, joining a professional association like the AWA can allow you to engage with peers and a lot of industry leaders, engineers, environmental scientists, IT and AI specialists. Be ready to adapt to new technologies and shifts in this sector. Flexibility and resilience are important for navigating the uncertainties and opportunities in the water sector and the technology landscape. So it's a great place to be.
So Mo, that's all really excellent advice for our young professionals. I guess I'm keen to learn a bit more about iTron. So do iTron have any solutions? And if so, can you share with us?
Yeah, so today iTron is at the forefront of bridging the gap between advanced water management solutions and the utility requirements. We are enabling a significant shift from traditional solutions to a more holistic and outcome-oriented approach. Our work involves leveraging the Internet of Things, the IoT, including any industrial IoT, SCADA systems, cellular networks for water meters and network sensors to provide the near real-time visibility that utilities really need today. We've introduced a flexible and open digital platform called Temetra for water management. It's a platform that collects data from various devices and technologies. This platform, coupled with our commitment to open IoT architecture, is paving the way for new era for innovation within the water industry. It allows water utilities to automate and optimize operations, quickly adapt to new technologies that will come up in the future, and undertake collaborations with specialists and third parties within the industry. On that platform, by having a scalable and a flexible platform that allows seamless expansion and integration of new devices and technologies, the scalability of IoT systems ensure that we can, as I said, adapt and accommodate new meters, new technologies, and new sensors in the future. And that means we can easily adapt new use cases without being limited by existing platform or a network or a technology. That will allow us to have quick deployment, shorter time to implement new devices. As I said, easier and faster way to handle new use cases and collaborate with specialists and multi-vendors in the market.
Excellent. Thank you very much, Mo, for joining me today.
Thank you, Justin.
Listeners, please check out the AWA website for more podcast episodes. And if you'd like to keep up to date with all the latest technology and water solutions with iTron, please visit itron.com/APAC. Thanks. Take care.